just a happy roving cowboy, herding the dark clouds out of the sky, keeping the heavens blue.
Well, howdy, neighbor. It's health and happiness time with the old lovesick blues boy, Hank Williams, Miss Audrey, and all the drifting cowboys. Yes, the singing sensation of the nation, Hank Williams, is back again with some good news that'll make you mighty glad you tuned in.
Well, I ain't got a dime just a-wasting my time. I'm just a happy roving cowboy. Let me sing my song till they call me home to a land beyond the blue.
We saw some of the numbers on today's program, and there's a couple of tunes in there that have amounted to just millions and millions of record sales for this old boy's tunes. But let's not wait any longer to bring him in. Here he is, Hank Williams!
And joining us right now is country performer Jett Williams. She, of course, is the daughter of Hank Williams, and she's talking about a great new 3CD set that's available right now. It's called Hank Williams, The Legend Begins, Rare and Unreleased Recordings. It's a really fantastic look at Hank, even when he was a teenager, and it's really got a lot of rare stuff in it, I think, that you'll enjoy if you're a Hank Williams fan. Jett, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much, and I sure do appreciate you having me on your show.
Tell us a little bit about how the whole thing got underway and how long it took to put this thing together.
Well, you know, the thing about it is these rare recordings that you're talking about, you mentioned earlier in the intro there, we're talking about going back to 1938.
Wow.
And I was given these old acetates by a gentleman by the name of Bob Hilton, 25, 30 years ago. He was a mentor of my dad, and he recorded these in his kitchen. And we were very fortunate to be able to, with today's technology, be able to transcribe these old acetates, and it was very painstakingly. It took us a long time because it was so delicate and everything, but we were able to be able to save them, and then I was able to get, through Christie's Auction House in New York, I was able to purchase the 1940 recordings. And what's interesting when you listen to these back to back, you can hear Hank Williams at the beginning, and then you can start to hear him mature in these recordings. But it's taken us a couple of years to put this particular box set together, and there's a lot of love and dedication that's gone into it.
Well, that's important to say because it's your input and the family's input into it is obviously important for keeping the kind of quality that you want to have associated with Hank's name. And of course, it also helps that a company like Time Life is involved.
Exactly, and we partnered with Time Life, and for that very reason is that Time Life has a reputation of doing spectacular quality historical work rather than just throwing it on to, transferring it and putting it out in there, and if it sells, fine. If it doesn't, that's just another product on the shelf. To where Hank Jr. and I with the estate, that was something very important to us, that we wanted to go with the company that we just didn't say they wrote us a check and we handed it off. We wanted hands on. We wanted to say so. We wanted to be a part of the decision making. Because, we have the honor of standing in our father's stead, and so therefore, we would think that we have been able to put out with Time Life something that honors his memory and his music.
Mm. Yeah, there's a duet that is available with you. I Saw the Light.
Oh yes, that's with Charlie McCoy. Yes.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about that. That's a new Hank tribute album that's out.
It is. Charlie McCoy, who's a very dear friend, who is the world's greatest harmonica player, asked me, he was doing a tribute to my dad, and he asked me would I be on the album with him, and so I was honored to be a part of that program and part of that CD, and I think it's just been recently released, too.
Yeah, it's a nice thing that you've had a lot of stuff that's been out. Last year there was a release that was nominated for a Grammy.
Yes, I was the executive producer on the Mother's Best CD box set, which we put out last year, and then we wanted to follow up, and then I remembered I had these recordings from many years, but had not ever really been able to play them because technology, that, you know, had not gotten to where you could actually go in and be able to restore these. And we were able to do this, and so we went ahead and remastered the Mothers and Best, so that, you know, that part of it was released maybe 20 plus years ago, but now we have it in today's superior sound quality. And so I think that that makes a big difference. And when I say we're transferring and we're doing all this stuff, all the engineers did, you know, at first was transfer from one, like an acetate to over to the computer to the CD. But we only took out, not necessarily in the 1938s and 40s, but in the others, just, you know, some apologies like the pops and the hisses due to the condition of the acetate, as opposed to, we didn't go in and do anything with today's technology to Hank's voice or to the Drifting Cowboys or to anything like that. I mean, it's as if you were right there with them when they played it.
Exactly. And, of course, years ago, some of the recording did have pops and noises and stuff was part of the, even the radio, you'd hear them. So it's kind of nice to eliminate that part without eliminating any of the instruments or the voice.
Movement, you can hear things if you listen really carefully. Of course, you know, they're in a studio and people are moving around, and those mics back then picked up everything. So we left a lot of stuff on there because it is what it is. It's live. And as you well know, when you're doing a live broadcast or something, there's going to be, you know, as much as you hope everything's going to be quiet and perfect and all that, I mean, even moving a squeak in a chair or something, you know, that I think lends to the authenticity of a live performance.
Now, how much do you want to get a Grammy Award for Hank Williams' The Legend Begins after you lost one last year?
Well, I really would love to get one just, you know, because I think that I think both projects are highly acclaimed, and I, you know, I was disappointed in the Mother's Best, but not surprised when the Beatles won, because I think that I think on that was voted somewhat just, you know, the Beatles are awesome, and if you had to be beat by somebody, you know, that's pretty good coming in. But I'm hoping that this one, because this truly, if you're going to put this one in, the historical category, I mean, this is an all-time find. This is not something remastered. This is the very earliest recordings of one of the greatest country music singer, if not one of the greatest influences on music overall in the world.
Mm. Now, you also, I heard you actually on, because I listened to Sirius XM, and I heard you on Willie's Roadhouse.
Yes, I have a weekly radio show on Sirius XM. It also airs on Dish Network called Hank Williams in the Box. And what I've done this year is play parts of the Mother's Best radio shows, and I've tried to take the listener on a historical journey on what was going on in my dad's life, what was going on in the country, what was going on, you know, who was playing on these sessions, you know, where they were at. And in fact, I would say probably starting in October, I'm going to slip out of that for a little bit and then do this health and happiness radio shows and this part of the box set, and then for the end of the year I'm going to go back in and finish up the Mother's Best as we end the year on Sirius XM.
Well, yeah, you mentioned the health and happiness shows. Those are actually on in this 3-CD set, and they're fascinating to listen to.
They are, and what's interesting about this compared to the Mother's Best was live. I mean, it aired, it was a 15-minute Monday through Friday radio show, and it aired live, other than the, you know, what we got on the acetates, mm-hmm. but even that, what was recorded was done as if, you know, it was going out live at that moment. The Health and Happiness is a syndicated radio show, so it's not as loosey goosey. You know, it's a little bit more structured, and also the Health and Happiness was recorded on two weekends, two Sundays.
Mm-hmm.
So they went in and they recorded all day long, back to back to back, and there's eight shows, so they did four on one Sunday and four on the other Sunday. And so, you know, so therefore there's a difference between the syndicated kind of the radio show and then the actual kind of the Mother's Best, you know, Farm and Feed and Flower.
Mm. Now, there's
basically, they have the same format where you have Cousin Louie Buck co-hosting, and then on the Health and Happiness you have Grant Turner. You know, they do the bannering and the talking, and approximately they do three songs, and you know, for their sponsor, and I think what makes that so precious is that you get to meet and listen to Hank Williams as a person. You hear him talk and not just stand there and strum a guitar.
Right. Yeah, you do get to know a little of the personality that kind of leaks through.
Yeah, and you know, the thing that is, unfortunately, until we've released these radio shows and say this three CD box set, everything's been an 8x10 black and white photo of Hank Williams and an MGM mastered record. And you haven't actually got to get to the meat of the guy, you know, and actually hear him laugh and tell you why he's writing a song and hear his sense of humor and see what a great entertainer he is by emceeing these shows.
Chet, what is it like for you to kind of carry on that tradition? I know that you have your own music out and things like that. Tell us a little bit about what you think that you might have inherited, and your brother as well.
Well, I'd like to think I inherited part of my dad's heart. I think he had a big heart, and that he loved what he did, and he loved people. I think for the Williams family overall, Hank Jr., Tricephas, Holly, myself, all of us, you know, have gone into the music world, and sometimes you'll get the person to say, well, aren't y'all just trying to, you know, ride your dad's coattail or whatever? And I say, you know, if he was a doctor and we all became surgeons, I mean, I think it's a tribute to follow in your parents' profession. And I think that when it comes to music and all sorts of things like that, I do believe that it is passed down from one generation to the other. And I think that there's a natural love for it, and I think that it shows throughout the whole Williams family.
I think you're right. I think he'd be overjoyed at...
I said to somebody, I said, look, if my dad was here and I walked out and I sang one of his songs, and if I hit every wrong note, I would like to think he'd look at you and go, isn't she just great? You know, I mean, because that's a parent's love, you know what I'm saying? And I can't think of any greater tribute than to be able to go do something that we love to do. And I mean, and as far as Hank Jr. and myself, you can go back and look at pictures of us at 2 and 3 years old, and we were playing guitars and instruments and you know, it was just sort of it was just something. I mean, someone asked me when I started playing that, and I said, I don't ever remember not playing.
Exactly.
You know, it's just, it's like breathing.
It's in the blood.
It's just very, it's a great thing to be able to be in a position to do something that you love to do.
There's a film that's playing around the festivals called The Last Ride. I understand you have some material on it.
Yes, that is a wonderful movie, and they're going to release it this fall in some theaters, and then it will go nationwide in the winter of 2012. And I am very fortunate to have 4 cuts in the soundtrack. And it is a really interesting movie, and I'm very proud of it.
So now, when did you write these 4 cuts particularly for the film?
I wrote 2 of them. 2 of the 4 were written just for the movie. Hmm. And then the other 2 are 2 of my dad's songs that I sing.
Ah. Which songs are those?
I'm singing Hey Good Looking and I Can't Help It If I'm Still in Love with You.
Oh, 2 of his big hits.
The movie's interesting because they never mention the name Hank Williams. And the gentleman that's playing my dad never sings or strums a guitar.
Hmm.
But in the soundtrack, you've got Johnny Cash, Kitty Wells, Tony Bennett. I mean, so you know, it's not necessarily a music-driven movie. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But it is exactly what it says. It's the last ride, and it's the last 72 hours of my dad's life.
Sounds fascinating. Now, you mentioned you know, having guitars in your hands and playing at an early age along with your brother. Were there a lot of musical luminaries hanging around the house because of Dad?
Well, where I grew up, that wasn't necessarily so, but I'm sure at Hank Jr.'s house, they were coming in and out like revolving doors because the one thing about country music, folks, it is it's truly a kind of a family, and I think a lot of my dad's friends, since Jr. lived in Nashville and everything, they, you know, sort of looked out after their friend's son, so to speak, and so... I think, you know, in and out, and Hank Jr. had the opportunity to play with a lot of greats early on in his career, and then when I entered the music world, I was very fortunate to be able to perform and open for Kitty Wells, George Jones, Willie Nelson, you know, be on the stage with Conway Twitty, Merle Haggard. I mean, so I've been fortunate and allowed the opportunity to be around... the legends.
Hmm. We're just talking to Ricky Skaggs about some of those legends. Cause he,
and I tell you, Ricky is a wonderful a person, a fabulous family man, and an unbelievable entertainer. And he also is a very wonderful person. In fact, he also sang on Charlie McCoy's that new Hank tribute album.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he and he's in Branson. I can't think of his name. Ricky sings "Mind Your Own Business" and then takes does a solo break on the instrumentation for Charlie.
That's cool.
Yeah, so he's on there too, and it's a great version that that Ricky does of "Mind Your Own Business."
Hmm. So this is all, again, I just want to remind everybody why we're talking with Jet today. The 3-CD box set offers Hank Williams' first recordings at 15 and 17 years old, which had never been heard before, along with his first radio series, Health and Happiness. The recordings have been stored with the highly acclaimed technology that was used for last year's Grammy-nominated project, The Complete Mother's Best Recordings Plus. Hank Williams' The Legend Begins will be available online at Amazon.com, along with other digital places. Of course, you can also get details at TimeLife.com as well. Now, there's also a JetWilliams.com as well.
Yes, there is, and you can log on. And also on my website, I have some pictures and stuff of what the box set looks like. And there's another thing that Time Life has done is they have put together a single CD from the box set that will be available at Walmart. So
wow.
You can get the box set on the where you said, but also to that if people say are in Walmart and for some reason the box set they're gonna wait and get it for Christmas or whatever, they can go ahead and treat themselves to a single CD that will be available at Walmart.
So they want to just go in, put their toes in the pool. They can get that, but then they're gonna want to get the 3-CD set anyway though.
Oh, absolutely, because the thing about it is that, you know, as I said, you can start with the early recordings and go through, and then even if you've got, say, the MGM mastered, then you can actually go on that musical journey with Hank Williams and listen and see how he matures and goes from a teenager starting out somewhat, you know, a little raw there, but the talent is there, and you can hear it until his death in when he was 29 years old.
Mm. Well, I want to thank you for keeping your dad's spirit, music, and legend alive. And we look forward to new stuff from you as well. And we look forward to listening to your music on the Last Ride soundtrack.
Appreciate it. And hopefully that soundtrack will be out next year and available. And I just want to wish all your listeners a very blessed day, and I can't thank you enough, Mark, for having me on the show. It's a pleasure as always.
Jet, it was my pleasure, too. And again, you can go to jetwilliams.com. That's J-E-T-T, williams.com, for any more details you'd like. And look forward to having you on at some other point.
Thank you, sir.
Take care.